coming up. All right, trainers, time to fire up your DS for a journey through the Johto region. We're talking Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver, and this is Most Extreme Podcast.
Welcome to Most Extreme Podcast, the show where we discuss and analyze the enigma that is catching them all.
Oh, yay.
Gonna catch them all.
Is that one of the best theme songs ever?
It's real good.
I like it. I would say that DuckTales, like the original DuckTales theme song, is like a bop. Magic School Bus.
Goof Troop.
Goof Troop is good. These are all 90s theme songs, and now it's like, have we had one that's been good since then? I don't know. I'm Brett.
Oh, and I'm Alejandro.
Ellison.
And I'm Jared Whitworth.
I think so. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
But speaking of that, I think, shout out to TheRinger.com. They just did they were doing like a 30th anniversary songs of Nickelodeon. And so they just did like a best theme songs for Nick shows.
And what one?
The theme song.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. But that's good. Legends is fun. Guts, do you have it?
Fairly Odd Parents was up there.
There are a bunch of good ones. As much as we don't like Drake Bell, the Drake and Josh theme song is very good.
Yes.
iCarly
theme song. We talked about it.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. It's a good bop.
Yeah.
Hey, what are we talking about today, Alejandro?
Well, I think today we're talking about Pokemon.
Yeah,
but
finally.
Specifically,
Hey Arnold was number two. I knew.
Pokemon Hey Arnold.
But specifically, Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
Yes.
Which were remakes of
The second generation of Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll get into sort of what the remakes are, but this is the 2009 remake of the second generation of Pokemon. This is Jared's idea. We should say something. This is our one-year anniversary of doing Most Extreme Podcast!
Yeah!
Which is really exciting.
Happy birthday to you.
To us. Happy birthday from podcast. Applebee's to you.
He's mine and knows your birthday.
You can do a really good Patrick Warburton.
If
he passes away, hopefully never, would get you to do the voice of, like, Kronk or anything. But yeah, I mean, this is our one-year anniversary. We've been doing it for a year, which is crazy that we've been doing it so long. So thank you to all of our listeners. And thank you to all of our guests who've been a part of it. Everyone who's been so supportive.
Thank you to the Togo Badminton team.
Thank you to the Togo Badminton team and Dillard's and the Timex watches.
How about Dillard's?
To Scientology. Shout out to Scientology, everybody. Thank you for sending us the emails. All the seltzers we've been drinking.
All the seltzers we've drank.
Not the hard ones. But yeah, you know, it's been fun. A lot of people don't know this is an audio-only podcast. But to celebrate, what we did is we're renting tuxedos from Men's Warehouse. So I actually just ran there.
In the pouring rain?
No. It's raining outside. But I went there a couple hours ago and I said, I was getting fitted for the tux for this event. Uh-huh. And they said, so when's the wedding? And instead of just explaining the reason why I was getting a tux to do an audio-only podcast, I said, October.
We've also got the matching purple set.
The matching purple set. Yep. Got the tux and everything. And then, Jared brought his own ceviche that he's passing around now. I'll take it whenever you're done, Alejandro. Everything I'm saying is absolutely factual.
Yeah.
Factual. You can look it up.
You can't prove nothing.
But, okay, so why did you want to do... Why are we doing
this? Yeah. Why'd you drag us into this, Jared?
What are we doing here? It seemed like an oversight that we hadn't done anything... Maybe not an oversight that we hadn't done anything Pokemon-related, because it kind of... Mm. Like, the beginning of it falls outside of the scope. It was, like, 95,
right.
96.
Right.
And,
Did you play Fire and...
I played since the beginning.
Oh, really?
I played since the beginning.
Did you play the cards too? The analog stuff.
I had a lot of cards, but I never like actually played the game. It was mostly just the like. Cards are cool. Like,
do you still have the cards? Like,
are they worth anything?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I actually, it was about this time last year. I like got my. They were just in a binder at the bottom of my closet at home, and actually went and got them and had a couple. I have a couple that are like.
Decent
something. I don't have the like thousands of dollars. I have a few that are probably worth. Like,
we'll get into the trading card game, but really the games. So you started playing with red and green. Okay,
red and blue.
Red and blue. Sorry.
I remember getting a Game Boy Color and Pokemon Blue for Christmas one year when I was like
really
wow
six or seven.
The perfect.
Okay, and you still have your old Game Boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Game Boy Color or just a rip?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we have a Game Boy. There was like an original Game Boy at my grandparents' house.
Wow.
That would always
the black and white one.
Yeah. Yeah. The brick. Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, there was no color. But yeah, so we had the that original Game Boy, and so yeah, wanted to somehow squeeze Pokemon into this, and I was like, oh wait, and my favorite generation is Gold and Silver is the second.
A lot
generation.
Of people would argue that. Oh, well, everyone has their own favorite, yeah. But yeah,
and those were like 99. So I was like, well, dang it, we can't do that. And I was like, oh, Brain Blast, the remix, 2009. Okay. Perfect.
So wait, Rick. Do you like the remake more, or do you like the first couple?
For me, the remakes of Gold and Silver are the best games. The best Pokemon games, because I think the region and kind of the whole story of the second generation, it's the only one that you like. You played the next region of Johto.
Right.
You played that region, you beat the Elite Four, and then like the quote unquote post game was like basically it was going through Kanto again and fighting all those gym leaders, and then you fight Ash at the end of like all of that.
Right, or Red.
Yes. But
Jared, let me ask you, what makes a good Pokemon game? Like, what are the like essentials that you need for a good one? Like, this is me speaking as someone who doesn't
really play
them.
Do you want to talk about your experience a little bit?
I'll just mention.
I'll answer that question, but let's.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear some of your experiences too with it.
Yeah. I just had a hand-me-down Game Boy Advanced SP from my cousin.
Yeah, the classic.
And that one had, I believe, Pokemon Sapphire?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe that's the one I had.
Yeah.
And I remember just playing it as a kid and being like, I don't understand. I was too impatient to read the instructions, and then I just never played one ever. Yeah. But and I don't really like card games that much. So
this is not your topic.
No. I actually want to leave right now.
Thanks for suffering through this.
Well, too bad the tux is so tight. It's hard to get up from the chair.
But, I did watch like a couple episodes of the show. But
the anime.
I thought it was kind of cool.
I did definitely watch the first anime. And now at this point, there's like 20 some movies. There are a lot of movies.
Have it's you guys seen? There was an article, like a report that came out a couple of weeks ago that was like Netflix is working on a live action Pokemon series. And that I'm skeptical for.
I did see Detective Pikachu.
Me too. I loved that movie.
That was incredible.
That was, I think I might have said on the show, that it would have been the most fun I've had in a long time at a blockbuster film. Yeah. Okay. So not a fan.
Yeah, not necessarily. An appreciator, I guess. It's kind of cool, but
there's
not
definitely
my territory.
There's a limit. Because I think there's a point where just like anything, a lot of people for like anime and stuff, as we'll get into, like Pokemon is the gateway drug into getting to all that gaming or everything. Okay, so go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say I'm definitely a fan of all the other Nintendo stuff.
Okay.
So, you know.
Just not Pokemon.
Just not
Pokemon. They're pretty separate. They're more like a subsidiary from Nintendo, and they are able to kind of work on their own Game Freak.
Game Freak, yeah.
Which, for good and bad, because there's some stuff where it's like, we can get into it now.
Let's just get into it.
My problem is that basically just like it's like they've had decades of gaming, and like the formula hasn't changed. And if it has changed, it's only changed like little bits, but it's pretty much the same thing of like, go to this route, follow this, do this, blah, blah, blah. And so
that's the thing that confuses me the most. And that's why I was asking you about like what makes it a good game. Cause it seems like they all are the same, but not really.
Well, it would probably be disingenuous to not admit that there is some sort of nostalgia factor. And since those were like Red and Blue, I remember Blue I got for Christmas, and my siblings got Red.
So you traded. You know about that, right? That they always put up
like
two, and then you trade because they have different Pokemon.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, good. I didn't know how much you knew.
So really, my sister got Red, and my brother ended up getting Yellow.
Ooh.
But my sister never played much of them. So it was really just me and my brother.
The dog is barking like crazy. Well, I know you didn't have much experience on Pokemon, so come on in.
Oh, man. The legend.
I wanted to see your face.
The dream.
For those who don't know what's going on, surprise.
Oh, I love this.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you're trolling me. You bring me in, and the mic's not even on.
Just I was trying my best to surprise both of you with a surprise guest.
Wow,
but it doesn't really help when there's an empty chair sitting here.
Yep.
I really had no idea. This is Jonathan. Great to see you,
Jonathan Snow. How you doing? Welcome back to the show. He's back from his quest.
Right. Oh, it's so good to be back.
Yeah,
I think we made up so many reasons why you were gone.
Yes.
Right. Well, you know, what was the canonized reason that you
were? It was the classic case. You know, I kind of went on a little pilgrimage to this place called college.
Wow.
It's a famous holy site. You may have been there yourself.
The magical land.
Yeah, a really magical land. But the, you know, the classic story, you know, Wallace and Gromit style, I got there and I forgot the crackers. So now I'm back and
with cheese crackers.
And I got the crackers. You know, college is a place full of cheese. Gosh. So yeah. I got to walk all the way back there after this.
Oh no. We can give you a ride if you need something. You want to I call it Uber.
I'm sorry, that's against the rules.
It's part of the quest.
Yeah, it's part of the
That's cheating.
We'll give you a big stick and then
Hey, and you got the matching you got the tux. So sweet. Great.
I got the tux.
Okay,
yeah.
Fantastic.
It's purely coincidence. You know, I just happened to stop by the cleaners on my way over here.
Oh, wow. So,
I mean, it's wild. You know, they say truth is stranger than fiction.
That's true. Stranger Than Fiction out now on BBD, starring Will Ferrell. Okay, well, we were just talking about our experiences with Pokemon a little bit. I cut Jared off.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll finish that point eventually.
Okay. But Alejandro, not much of a guy. I was never into Pokemon until 2016 when the Pokemon Go kind of brought it back. And then that was the thing that got me into it. And then ever since then, I've you know, been hooked.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what about you?
Oh, man. Well, let me start with Pokemon Go, since you mentioned it. I wish I had been able to get into Pokemon Go. But when Pokemon Go came out, I had a really old phone. Like, I had, like, an LG Leon.
It was a rotary, right?
Yeah. It was, like, basically. Like, the GPS on it was so bad. I would literally, like, teleport, like, hundreds of feet every second. Like, it had no idea
where
I was.
Like an Abra. Yeah. One might say.
Yeah, if you're not into Pokemon, this is not the episode for you. Yeah, also, if you don't know who Jonathan is.
Oh, wow.
Old host of the show. Yep. He's back.
I was voted off the island a long time ago.
Disgraced former host.
Disgraced former host.
One second. I do. Well, last week there was a tweet that went viral by somebody named It's Nina Rivera. It says this: the summer of 2016. When everyone was chasing Pokemon, was the closest we've ever been to world peace.
Probably.
That's very true.
Yeah. The class and racial solidarity was unmatched. That summer was so much fun.
I remember I was at a summer camp in the Tobacco campus in Durham, which is like just this big park thing. And everybody was there all the time.
Oh, sure. There's all the Pokestops. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. But my real experience with Pokemon. I had a few of the trading cards growing up. I just collected them for fun. But I was trying to figure out when I was so young, I don't even remember. You know, you're young, you don't pay attention to what year it is. But I think like when it came out, I got Pokemon Diamond.
Okay.
Like, from my DS. And actually I booted it up and just, like, looked around before coming in to record this.
Yeah.
And I counted it, like, how many hours I have on that game. I have 366 hours.
Wow.
They are all real time sinks. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same with, like, an Animal Crossing.
Right. And that's, like, just from, like, 2007 to, like, 2012. Like, I haven't played it since 2012.
Wow.
Like, that was just, like, young me. Every time it's like, oh, Jonathan, trying to get in the car. It's like, it's time to catch more Bidoofs.
Yeah, that's a Pokemon for those who don't know. Like all these references.
It's the it's like everyone who had like Pokemon Diamond and Pearl. Bidoof is like the joke Pokemon.
Okay, because
it's terrible,
but it can learn all of the HMs. So you just like you have all your other Pokemon in your party that have like real moves and can fight. And
it also
Bidoof
was
is just like so that you can cut trees and surf and light up a cave.
Sounds fun. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Pokemon?
Me?
Or do you want us to give you one?
Do you have a Pokemon, like a random Pokemon generator?
Random Pokemon generator.
Oh, I'm just sure
like,
that
is. I was going to be like, oh, wow, I didn't know you were a big Gengar fan. All right.
I definitely, yeah, sure.
Big Gengar fan.
All what's right, the what's the Hornet one?
Beedrill.
I like that one.
All right, Beedrill it is. Beedrill and Gengar, Team Alejandro.
All right.
Do y'all have favorite Pokemon?
I'm going to generate one random Pokemon.
Uh-huh. And that's your favorite?
Sligoo.
That's yours or mine?
No, that's... Oh. All right. That doesn't have to be anybody's.
Do you have one?
It's a, who's your favorite Pokemon? Dragon.
Most extreme Pokemon.
Most extreme Pokemon.
That's too good a question.
Do they call them Pokemon in the game?
Yeah. Okay. So that's the interesting thing is that one of the things I like so much about the lore of Pokemon is that like everything is dedicated to like the training, the battling, like all the animals, like the world, like everything about it is so dedicated to just Pokemon. If you watch the anime, like everything is Pokemon. There's no like bears. It's like you're going to get, you know, a Beware or something, you know, so a lot of that stuff. Do you have a favorite Pokemon?
I do, actually.
Okay.
And it's funny because it's one of the starter Pokemon from actually Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
Oh, really?
Cyndaquil. Wow. And Cyndaquil. That whole like evolution change is probably my favorite.
That might be the best starter for Gen 2.
Yeah.
The lineup.
I remember
all of their starters from Gen 2 are incredible.
I remember, do you guys remember like going to a Walmart where they would have the game consoles out with like games to test?
Yeah.
And so people would be, I remember when Gold and Silver were coming out and there was the Game Boy Color, like, you know, what do you call it? Like
installed
into the wall, right?
Right. Like, got it on that like mechanical arm,
right? It's like it bolted into a cabinet. Yeah.
But I remember, like, if it was only ever like at the first route, because if someone had started with like a Chikorita, like the next person came in and said, like, all right, new game, Cyndaquil, and then just like everyone just started over with like the starter that they wanted. I like Articuno a whole lot.
Articuno,
oh, that's a good one.
This might sound strange, but I'm a huge Decidueye fan. Which is from the most recent one that I've played, which is Pokemon Ultra Sun and Moon, which is for the 3DS. It takes place in the Alola region. That's another thing I really like about the series that I got into as an adult was that all the
regions.
Everything in like the where they're built, like every game is based off a place in real life.
Yeah.
So like Black and White is obviously New York City. I mean, they'd obviously call something like the Pokemon Tower, and you're like, that is clearly the Empire State Building. Like, I can definitely tell. So, like, everything has, like, some real-world inspiration, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Which I guess we'll get into later, but...
Well, speaking of Pokemon, trivia question. Can you all take a guess as to how many, at this very moment in history, how many Pokemon are there?
Are we... Like the closest number?
Yeah, closest without going over, we'll get
like my 2 million.
Price is Right rules.
I would say 2 million.
Okay, we have 2 million. Overbid.
It's 20.
John is going to say one.
Somewhere we're there. No, go ahead.
Well, cause I remember in Pokemon Diamond, the Pokedex went to like 400, 500, and they've added many more since then. So I my guess when I was thinking about this question was like 600.
Okay.
So I feel like I might have cheated because a couple days ago I was looking through the Pokédex to see how many. And I know that it's under 1,000, but it's not. I'm going to say 800.
Wow.
Drew, I'm going to say 800. I'll add Price is Right music to this.
There are, drum roll, there are 898 Pokemon.
Ooh, oh! Wow.
I think I overshot it a bit.
Wait, 800, you think?
Little much.
890. Is that what you said?
898.
Wow. Almost 900.
Two away from 900, yeah.
It's over 1,000.
Are you telling me that if Jedi Master Yoda had caught one Pokemon a year, he would have caught them all?
Wow.
Wow. Some just lore.
Yoda, for those who are listening, Yoda is not a Pokemon, so just to get that clear.
Is he a Pokemon master?
Oh, or trainer? Can you imagine that crossover? That would be so good.
He's on the Elite Four, but they didn't grant him
the sacred
master.
Pokedex.
Professor Snape.
898. So I want to, like, I think... I don't have any research to back this up, but just sort of anecdotally thinking about when you were talking about like the world is like just Pokemon. It's just Pokemon.
Yeah.
Right? I think the thing about the earlier generations was like the Pokemon were okay, instead of animals, this world has Pokemon.
Right.
And so everything was, it looked like an animal. You could tell like, oh, like this is kind of like a lizard or this is a whatever. This is like, everything. These are their birds. And in later generations, you have like, a statue of boulders, and you have like an ice cream cone. And
isn't
like
there
you,
one that is like a grave or something?
There's sort of like the spirit from a grave, and like all this kind of. Yeah. And so it's just it's just sort of things, and the art style. I know you'll get into like the art style changes and stuff specifically like the trading.
Well,
card
yeah, my big thing is that yes, because of how
the
much
designs
of the
are so
yeah,
because
the designs have changed so much because Pokemon is the biggest franchise in the world.
Yeah,
like and it's so much that comes from merchandise, and since those, so that's so much of their. Like how much they make so much profit and revenue off of that. That I personally, I feel like the majority of the designs and stuff are going for more cuteness designs because they can make so much money off of that with merchandise, rather than with like Gen 2. Really, up I would say up to like Gen 4. After that, I don't like the designs as much. There's a couple
that's,
that are
that's
good,
about the cutoff.
But then too. And that's also I think what a lot of people would say too is kind of where Pokemon kind of died out after Diamond and Pearl and really Heart Gold. So 2009, then Black and White comes out. Still fun. Like they're all fun.
A lot of people love Black and White.
Right. So I'm not, I mean, I like Black and White a lot. Yeah. I think it's cool. X and Y. But then after that, you know, kind of gets a lull. Pokemon Go comes out. Biggest thing ever.
Yeah.
Then, you know, all these things happen. And now, you know, it's still going to be that way.
Yeah. People, Sword and Shield got a big push because it was the first like console Pokemon game. Like until then they were on handheld stuff. So people, well, yeah, we can get it.
Right.
How many, we'll get how many Pokemon games have you played?
All of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
All
wow.
And not, this one's not all of the like the side ones, but all of the like Red and Blue. Boom.
Okay.
Like,
all the
Gold and Silver, Ruby
and
Sapphire,
and this one is your favorite? Heart Gold, Soul Silver.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
I've heard a lot of people say that.
Yeah.
Like,
me too.
Heart Gold, Soul Silver is like hands down the best.
Gold and Silver is the best.
Right.
And like this is like just it's that game, but like better.
But
so it's
right.
So it's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's why
the only way to get better than Gold and Silver is to literally be perfect.
Yep.
Well, Crystal, a lot of people like that one.
Crystal is good. And that's in Heart Gold and Soul Silver, like have elements of Pokemon Crystal in it. So it's like some of like the new thing. There would always be like that third version that like added a little bit.
Right.
Like Pokemon Yellow or Crystal.
Right.
Emerald,
and Yellow Platinum, only came out because of the anime.
Yeah.
Which was just like, oh, Pikachu, who's not a starter, but that's part of the story, is that he just gets left with this. And then it became so popular that they're like, well, we gotta put that out. Which adds an element to this game, which is that in the Pokemon Yellow, Pikachu could just follow you around, like he's following Ash throughout the series.
Yeah.
And then in this one, whichever is your starter Pokemon.
Any Pokemon can follow you
around. Any Pokemon, follows you around. And it has not been that way since, right?
And it's the only game that that's happened, and everybody's like, why?
Yeah.
Like, why isn't this not a part of every game? It's so easy and fun.
Right.
And like it's just a small detail. But one last thing about like the original Gold and Silver and Crystal cartridges.
Right.
So they were the first game that kept track of time because they introduced a day and night cycle.
Right.
So they had a battery in there that kept track of like the time or whatever. And after, as millions of people discovered, after like 10 or 12 years, the battery died. And you couldn't keep track of time, and it wouldn't save a save file.
Yikes.
So that began to like look up on YouTube, what kind of like funky screwdriver do we need to unscrew the back of this thing? And it's basically just a watch battery. So you just get the right kind of battery, and you can like pry up the old one,
take out your
put
time
in
miles.
A new battery, and like put some electrical tape over it. So you can like refurbish these like...
Wow.
Me and my brother did this to them because they would not store a save file. And we're like, we want to play these again.
Wow.
And that was the cartridge.
That's it's the cartridge.
Wow.
It's just like a little battery in there. That's like a watch battery, and you can just change
crazy.
That.
Wow.
Wow.
And that's... sorry, I don't...
No, go.
You
no,
got me on board, man.
Keep going, man.
I think as the game... The newer games, I personally derive... They're less replayable to me.
Okay.
So like the old ones, like something like... Like the older ones are just like you can crank up a new game and like so just go and like, oh, I'm going to try to beat it with like this new team or these new people. I've never used this Pokemon before and just kind of do it. And I think there's just less and less. I feel that less and less with every generation. So these are like far back enough to where I've like replayed them a few times for sure. And then like, again, the Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
Right, and they've gotten easier, too.
And they get easier, and now there's, like, so many, like, cutscenes and things like that. The first few Pokemon is just, like, here's your starter, all right, go. And then you're, like, I think this is the right way to the first gym, and you just kind of figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Sun and Moon are notoriously bad. The intro from, like, starting the game to, like, being on the first route takes, like, 45 minutes, because there's just, like, cutscenes of, like, oh, man, like, here's your best friend, and you're gonna, like, oh, you're, like... Not really rivals because we can't have like evil rivals anymore. It's got to be like a friendly sparring partner because we don't want people to not like other people.
That is, my biggest problem with the series is that everything is very monotonous of like, hi, what's your name?
Yeah.
Let's fight. wow, that was great. See ya.
Yeah. In Generation 2, your rival, like, broke into the Pokemon lab, stole a Pokemon, right, like, punches people and, like, learns to treat his Pokemon well. And his Golbat evolves into a Crobat through friendship evolution at the end of the game. And it's very sweet. Because he learns. Because Lance's Dragonite kills him with Hyper Beam. So he has to learn.
How many have you played?
I have played pretty much just that one, just Diamond. That was, like, my game.
Wow.
I sank my 300 hours into it, and then I tried to get into, I borrowed Fire Red from my brother, and I tried to get into it, and I just couldn't get into it. So the only other Pokemon game that I have played, like, all the way through would be Pokemon Mystery Dungeon. I don't know if we're counting that.
I never played.
That's sort of a different animal.
I never played any of those.
All the Pokemon Snaps, which is fun, and then all the other ones,
So you haven't played this one?
I have not, actually. Ooh.
I have not played this one either, because we can get into it now. This is such a collector's item that is impossible to find. Yeah. And I was looking for it on eBay, just being like, well, you know, I'd be like, I would like to try them because it looks so much fun. A fresh copy goes anywhere from $180 to $500 on eBay.
Like, still, like, sealed or whatever.
Sealed in the box.
Even going to, like, a GameStop or, like, buying a used, like, just the cartridge or whatever, every Pokemon game holds its value so much.
Right.
Because they're in such high demand. They can get away for still selling it for, like, $40.
There, I mean, I know people who make a living off of just, like, the trading card specifically, which we'll get into, of just being, like, the... Yeah. It's such a popular franchise to the point where the scalpers have gotten, like, out of control, especially with the card games. But, yeah, it's just a collector's item.
I really want to see an edit of, like, Tenet. But instead of, like, going after, you know, this...
Oh, like, the device to...
The device, yeah. It's a copy of, like, Heart Gold. You have something
we live in a Pokemon world. I would love to see this. See, I mean, well, I was saying, when talking about, like, the world being all Pokemon, I as much as, like, Detective Pikachu might not be amazing, I think it's a great example of just, like, when he first goes into, was it Rhyme City?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think so.
And it just feels so, it's like the most world, it feels real. Like the whole time, it's just like, wow, this feels like a real place. Like that just scene alone was like, oh, that was worth it. Price of admission.
The CGI was so good in that.
Did you like it?
I liked it, actually.
Okay.
I didn't understand anything. and at the end, I was like, wait, Ryan Reynolds? What? And then
Yeah.
I don't know if I can spoil it.
It came out a year or two ago.
The guy's dad being Ryan Reynolds was really surprising.
Oh, we should also say that we are recording this days away from a Pokemon Direct that comes out, that came out yesterday as of this release. So, wow. I didn't know
reactions.
They were, I can't believe it. Yeah. Pokemon's partnering with Boar's Head Meat? That's crazy. Exclusive cards.
Tauros Head Meat.
I was going to say they've been working in the genetics lab and they've made a Snorlax.
That thing's part raptor.
Secret they didn't want you to know, but it's what was blocking the Suez Canal.
Taking forever.
Yeah.
Well, can't wake him up.
Yeah,
go get the flute.
There's no flute. Yeah.
We got to get a Jigglypuff on this one. But yeah, so the big thing is the Pokemon Legends Arceus.
Yeah,
is we don't know because we haven't recorded yet. But that looks like talk about like changing the formula up. Very Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Open the world.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds interesting to me now.
Yeah, it takes place in the very past of the Sinnoh region, which is where Diamond and Pearl is made. Yep. And that's supposed to be Hokkaido, which is the very north of Japan where it snows all the time. So everything,
So in kind of talking about, like, the remakes, obviously, like, Fire Red and Leaf Green remade for the Game Boy Advance, their remakes of, like, Red and Blue. So that, because once you went from Game Boy Color to Game Boy Advance,
so then much
you couldn't trade back and forth. You couldn't like communicate with the game. So they made Fire Red and Leaf Green, and that was a way for them to like you be able to eventually trade back and forth with Ruby and Sapphire and all that, and then theoretically still catch them all. There's some great videos about like what does it actually take to catch all the Pokemon like legitimately.
Speed running,
not necessarily speed running, but just like what does it take to do it? And with the first two games, it's like Red and Blue. You each have a cartridge. You have to, like, restart one game once, and then you just got to do a bunch of trading, and, like, one game can catch them all. But then by the time you get to, like, Ruby and Sapphire, you need to play, like, four games 6.5 times and do, like, a ton of trading to get, like, all the Pokemon.
It's nuts. I remember Diamond, there were certain Pokemon you could... So, like, it was one thing, and it was really difficult to complete the, like, the regional Pokedex of everything that was like considered regional to Sinnoh in Diamond.
Yeah.
But then the national Pokedex was just, and some of the legendaries that they introduced were just like BS. It was literally like, you have to be at one of these game stops.
Yeah. So between like these dates Pokemon and connect to their Wi-Fi. If you didn't get it, you didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you like, if you missed that giveaway at these game stops, it was like, you can never get that Pokemon again.
Yeah.
Well, to talk about Gen 4 a little bit with Diamond and Pearl, because that came, this is the DS game that was part of like the continuing series before this remake that we're kind of talking everything Pokemon right now.
Well, we're kind of talking like the DS era.
Right.
Because which, like, Diamond and Pearl started.
Right. Because Junichi Masuda, who's the guy who was director of a lot of the Pokemon games in Diamond and Pearl, was like, I want to make the ultimate Pokemon game. I want to make one that's going to be better than all of them, have, you know, as many Pokemon as possible. That was the idea for Diamond and Pearl. Mm-hmm. And he really, before the DS was even announced, he was like, I wish there was a way for people to be able to trade around the world. And then the DS comes out and it comes with the Nintendo Wi-Fi connection, which is notoriously bad. But
notoriously fun.
It's well. Fun, yeah.
Chat,
Nintendo, and online being bad.
Did you have a Nintendo DS ever?
No, the Switch is the first Nintendo console I've owned. But I played a lot the Wii as a kid. From my cousin. But
I mean, everywhere that was kind of ubiquitous at one point.
You couldn't get away from the Wii.
Exactly.
It was like
every like friend's house had a Wii. Stuff somewhere.
Pretty much. I remember.
You're looking for your car keys. Like, there's a Wii. Where did this come from?
Open the pantry. It's all Wiis. I remember when my friend, when the Wii first came out, I had a friend who had the Wii Sports. Like, we didn't even have it yet, and I'd never done like a motion game. And they were like, we're going to play Wii Sports. You might want to change to some gym shorts because it's gonna be a workout. And so we were literally just like running around. Cut to me now playing the Wii, like slouched over in my chair, just like moving my wrist, and that's all it really took.
It's not as magical anymore.
No, this is funny. But anyway, so the DS was the first time they were able to use 3D graphics as well, and also the first time they used touchscreen capabilities because that had never happened before as well, and having that. Two screen thing. Which to this day is fantastic, I think, especially because you can be able to, you know, you can fight and have all the keys right there, but you can also keep your eyes locked on the action, which is happening on the top screen. But it's interesting because when Masuda finally saw the DS like a prototype, he saw Shigeru Miyamoto using it with a stylus, and his immediate thought was, that's really unnecessary. Like, you can just use your thumbs, right? Because that's the whole point. And so he was like, we got to make it. He told the Pokemon team, like, we've got to be able to make a Pokemon game that you can just use with your thumbs. And all of them were like, why would we do that? That's just going to make it dirty and messy. And Masuda, being a genius, because he understands the market of Pokemon, we'll get into why it's so successful here. He goes, kids don't care if it's dirty. Like, the whole point of it is, like, kids do not take care of these things. We're looking at it as an adult. Like, oh, I wouldn't want to get that dirty. Kids don't care if it gets scratched or dirty. And so that's the brilliance of it so much is that he's able to figure that out. And also that he made the colors on the blocks to like click on fight or run or bag or Pokedex so big. Yeah. And he made them such a way. So if you are still a kid and you can't read, you can still play Pokemon.
Also, a side note, everyone who's ever owned a DS has like chewed on their stylus. I 100% guarantee it.
Can't confirm.
If we need to do an X-ray.
I know some kids who still have a stylus like locked in their lungs.
Like people with like a bullet behind their eye or whatever. A stylus in there.
Nintendo litigation lawsuits waiting to happen.
So there was these psychologists who were doing studies on why Pokemon was so popular, specifically with kids. And so they came out with like the categories of what kids like and what makes it so successful is how they prioritize and how they play with each other, which is four categories, which is identification, which is with Pokemon being able to recognize things, memorization when it comes to the moves and styles of fighting and being like fairy versus, you know, ghost versus being able to memorize that stuff, collecting and trading, and then exploring. And Pokemon can do all of that. And they were also able to find that this is one of the first games. Of course, gaming has changed a lot and stuff, but Pokemon was one of the only games that they found where parents weren't teaching their kids how to play it. It's kids are teaching each other how to play it because everyone has a different way of playing it.
Yeah.
And so you go to school or you're at a party or something and everyone has a different way of playing and then you learn off of each other.
And like the base mechanics are so simple. I mean, it's like rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they just branched out into like, I don't know if you've seen like the rock, paper, scissors, like, and then there's Lizard and Spock. And like another iteration of that. There's a ridiculously complicated rock, paper, scissors
laser,
chart.
Laser, gun.
It's got like 50 options.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it has such a vital. Yeah,
but speaking of like kids teaching kids, I remember sitting in like the cafeteria in like elementary school, mm-hmm. where and everyone's like. Before, you know, you could just look up all kinds of stuff or everything was,
you know, right. Before you had a color TV.
And someone's like, hey, you know how to clone Pokemon, right? And you're like, wait, what? And then there is this thing you could do in the original Gen 2 games of like, you put a Pokemon in the PC and then like, as you change boxes, it has to save. So you put a Pokemon in the PC, you change the box, and like, as it's saving, you turn off your Game Boy. And if you do it the right timing, then you'll have like cloned your Pokemon. Because mm-hmm. there will be like one in the PC and one in your party. So it's just a glitch, but you can clone Pokemon and you can have that Pokemon like hold a Master Ball and then you can just like clone it. And now you have two Master Balls. And it's stuff like that you just like learn from other, like just someone figures it out. And then I don't know, there's all kinds of like urban legends of the like Mew being under the truck in like Pokemon Red and Blue, yeah. like stuff like that. That's just like, no one knows where that came from, but everyone heard it.
I was going to say, I don't actually know any of the, like, cheeky exploits for Diamond. I wasn't that cool. I'm sure there are a couple.
Freak the game out to then, like, get to Darkrai or whatever, or Shaymin.
Everyone told me so many, like, urban legends of how you can get into this one house to get Darkrai. I don't think any of them were true. I think you had to have, like, some sort of...
No, there was one special thing you could do in Diamond and Pearl. Where if you rode your bike and just sort of like freaked out, like rode it really fast and like sharp turns and stuff, it freaked out the game and it like didn't load the next loading zone. So you would then walk this way and the screen would just be black. But on the bottom of the DS,
right,
you had a step counter. And so you had to know how many steps you would like go in different directions. And then you would just show up on this like island with like this mythical Pokemon.
I think they were like locked because of like special events or something. Yeah. And then people were found a way to be like,
People trying to find other ways to get. Yeah. I had a friend who had used Action Replay broke his version of Diamond. Because there was an area in one of the cities that was like a little Poke Park, and you could... have your Pokemon out beside you. That was the whole thing of like, there was the one area that had that mechanic mm-hmm. of having your Pokemon walk out beside you. And he was like, that's so awesome. I'm going to use the noclip hack to like take my Pokemon across the entire Sinnoh region. And it was great until he went back in and he couldn't like get through the gate turn off the noclip. And so like forever he was stuck like with his Pokemon like haunting him. And like he can't battle anymore. He couldn't load anything because it was like in this weird
everywhere
like,
I go I see his mode. Face.
Well, I guess what a lot of people mm-hmm. like Heart and Gold so Silver so much is because, you know, a lot of people consider the best is that, you know, you take what was already great and you just enhance and make things better. Right. You add more stuff, you add more maps, you add more.
There were like elements like Pokemon could, there were Pokemon had like abilities and like there were just other just sort of like gameplay elements that had changed between the second generation and the fourth generation. So it was just like the second, all the good stuff, but with like extra sort of battle mechanics and stuff that added onto the game.
Which is different than because so many like, I guess like remakes of video games have been around forever. And the problem is the majority of the time they're just like lazy attempts to like exploit nostalgia reasons just to get you to pay more money. Yeah. Like Dunkey's made a whole video about this talking about like GoldenEye, for example, like the first one's a classic and then they remade it and it's just a knockoff of Call of Duty.
Yeah.
So it's things like that. But yeah, so you get it. The series is kind of, you know, it battles down. You said like collect, trade, battle. Like that's the whole idea of it. Mm-hmm. And then pretty much this is just kind of how all of Pokemon works is that they just take something that's already an existing thing and they try to find a way to simplify it to reach a broader audience. So, for example, like this is just a Japanese RPG. And then they're like, how can we make it so that like everyone can enjoy a very simplified version? With the trading card game, which is just Magic the Gathering, they literally reached out to the Wizards of the Coast, the people who make Magic the Gathering, and they're like, hey, we like what you're doing. We want to be able to do it with Pokemon, but we want to make it easy enough for that anyone can understand it because it's basically the same thing. Or like even now, they just have Pokemon Unite, which is like a MMO, like League of Legends, but it's a simplified version so that everyone can play it. And that's just kind of how like the whole company works, is simplification to reach a broader audience, which is how they've been able to be so successful. Hmm. I can't breathe. All right. Long sentence.
Are we going to talk about what really set these remakes apart from everything else?
Yeah.
The Poke Walker.
Yeah. The pedometer?
The pedometer. The games came with, it was called a Poke Walker. It was basically just this rudimentary pedometer that you could like infrared link to the DS.
Right.
And you would like take a Pokemon that you had and you would put it in the game, in the PokeWalker.
Yeah.
And like walk around with it. And it was just a real simple, like you took steps and it counted your steps. And like if so many steps like increased your Pokemon's happiness, things like that. And as you took steps, you gained watts, which were the like the currency within that. And then you could use those to like certain routes in the PokeWalker could like you could find Pokemon and you could find items. And it was like super simple. Like there was two buttons and it was sort of like super simple mechanics for all that. But it took approximately 3 seconds for the world to find ways to cheat it.
Yeah,
so then
yeah,
there were
exactly.
videos of like easy PokeWalker steps and people hanging it from a ceiling fan and just getting it to like bounce up and down.
Putting
off
it
the
on their dog.
And, yeah, putting it on the dog.
Or, on a treadmill. Yeah.
I think
you know,
my brother
even just
had
like
something
tapping
similar.
It on your, if you had it on something, you could like tap it with your fingers, then it would just like rumble the like the motion sensor in there.
Oh gosh. Yeah, I think my brother had that. And also the 3DS, some games had similar mechanics, but he would literally like, He would get on his computer and play like Mass Effect, and he would just have it like on his leg, and he'd just like bounce his leg. He's like sitting down playing another video game.
Well, since we're talking about it, I do want to show you an ad
with
Dylan and Cole Sprouse.
That's right, what? Sweet Life and Zach and Cody.
Yes.
I play Pokemon Heart Gold version. I play Pokemon Soul Silver version. I collect Pokemon, trade them, and engage in heated battle. Mostly, he loses. Like now. And when I'm not playing, I have my PokeWalker on me. I use mine to find items I can use in the game. I can also catch Pokemon and connect with friends or my brother. I use mine when I run to earn watts. I just took 5,000 steps. What about you? Hey, me too. Pokemon Heart Gold and Pokemon Soul Silver version games with the
yes. That's an era right there.
Wow.
The sweet
Pokemon.
Life of Zach. Yeah, the way they say the... Pokemon yeah. is so Pokemon. Obnoxious. It's like, and then I watched a behind the scenes video of it, and they're literally like, yeah, we're here doing the Pokemon commercial. Oh my gosh. I don't know if they're fans. I don't think you're real fans, Sweet Life of Zach, Cody.
They just did it for the check. Yeah.
But that was also sort of a prototype for the Let's Go Eevee and Pikachu that had like the whole like Pokeball accessory,
right, which
you could do. It was basically the same thing.
Yeah. And that was kind of
which
just basing
I never,
it off
I never
of Pokemon
those,
Go.
I guess, either.
Did you play Pokemon Go or do you play it?
I, similar to Jonathan, at the time I didn't have a phone that could play it.
Mm. Okay.
And so I was sort of like, yeah, well, this isn't real Pokemon for like not real fans. And then like the next year I did get a phone that could play it and download it immediately.
Yeah.
Played it for a little bit and then, no, I haven't.
But the hype wasn't there. I mean, there's still a lot of people who play.
Oh, yeah.
But it's definitely not where it was when it was like people getting run over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And stuff.
People walking off of bridges. And
I don't know if there was this is like grandpa, and I think he's in Taiwan. That has like the 70 different phones.
Okay,
like
so we can
he
find
bikes
them.
Around
just
like
daisy chaining these phones together. Just to
they're all doing separate things, man. Oh my gosh. He's on like a bicycle and he's got like 70 phone mounts.
Yeah, wow. it's so big there.
He's like 70
here, I'm
going to
show you.
Old.
Yeah, this guy has retired. He has that many phones.
Wow.
On his scooter in Taiwan.
I don't know
just
if he's still
around.
Doing it.
How do you even keep track?
How can you see when you're driving? It's basically, right. He looks like peacock feathers, but it's just phones playing Pokemon Go.
Oh, my gosh.
I think, in Taiwan, there's even people who you can pay to, like, play Pokemon Go for you.
Really?
What? Yeah. So they can, like, walk and, you know, catch, you know, eggs, stuff like that. So, not a bad gig. Just saying, if you're hiring, I'm currently unemployed, so go for it. But, yeah, and we talked about the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite from Gen 2 that was your favorite, or...
Well, what starter did you
get? That's a good question. What's your starter?
At some point, I had started with all of them. I think I liked Totodile the most.
Me too. That might be one of my favorites
for Alligator.
Ever, I think, too.
Totodile is a great-looking Pokemon. Yeah.
And the cool thing about the Pokemon Legends is that they're mixing the generations.
Yeah.
So that, like, the starters is going to be, like, Cyndaquil, Rowlet, and, one of the Otter one.
Oh, gosh.
Ocelot?
Ocelot, yeah. And I'm like, what? Like, that's so cool. And, you know, just trying to,
that
like,
cool.
put it together.
The different generations, different starters, yeah.
But, yeah, no, I think it's really exciting. I mean, what? As Nintendo stopped doing handhelds, then they're going onto the platforms. Yeah, I mean, now you were saying, like, they've gotten more cinematic and they've gotten more... I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of the Sword and Shield. I haven't played most of it. I've only played a little bit, but I'm like, it's
and that's
the same
what I
thing.
What I was kind of getting at too is like I played Sword and Shield, or I played Sword, and so I played it. And I'm like, that was fun. I probably won't play this again.
Right.
Or like I beat it and I like put it down. I didn't get like the DLC or anything. Mm. So I was thinking like, you know, there will come a time probably sooner rather than later that I like won't play the next Pokemon game, you know. Mm. But then this Legends Arceus thing comes when it's like, that looks so different. Like, cause they're right. all, they're like kind of the mm-hmm. same and just getting easier. So it's like, they're not really that much fun. And then like this new one is like, that looks like Breath of the Wild breaking and it looks mold. Totally different. So right. it's like, dang it. So I'll wait for like reviews.
But also,
or something
I mean, like if it's not broken, don't that's fix true. It.
Oh yeah.
Cause I think the mm-hmm. formula works, but I think people
still
just want to do something.
Automatically selling 15 million copies of a game.
Right.
Right.
And that's the thing. The both Fire Red and Leaf Green. And then also the third, which is Sapphire and Ruby. Sapphire, yeah. Like, were like saved the Game Boy. Like they're both made more yeah. than anything. And then the DS, Diamond and Pearl and Heart Gold. I mean, Mario Kart always wins when it comes yeah. to these things, but like still, like yeah. the 3DS wouldn't be around if it wasn't for Black and White, X and Y.
I was thinking about in terms of like newer games being easier or samey for old players. Yeah. I was thinking of how much I think Pokemon isn't about necessarily old players so much as like reaching a new generation every time.
And then it's that's like, very like, Is it a wonder why I don't enjoy these games as much at 28 as I did yeah. when I was 9?
Oh yeah, complaining.
You know,
it's
and you're
the
like,
same.
Well, okay.
It's the same like Disney adults who are just like, no, who likes this character? Nobody likes this character. And it's like you ask any child, all of them like it.
I guess yeah. the ending at the beginning. It's like, yeah, you did.
It happened with like Baymax, and they're like, who likes this character? And it's like, well, right. yeah, because you're 40. yeah. But I mean, like they've added stuff like yeah. the wild encounter thing mm-hmm. that you can do in the new
the
one.
Wild
which
air
is like
cool.
you don't have to really encounter cool. them if you don't want to.
Yeah.
So that's nice, and I think a lot of people are like, "Oh, that's the positive stuff." Is like they're adding to the series a lot. But yeah, I mean, again, merchandise is the big seller for these things. I mean, Jonathan and I can speak from it when we were in Tokyo. I think yeah. in Tokyo we went to yeah. every Pokemon store.
Did, yeah, we went to a
wow.
bunch.
We went to probably all of them. There is one that has its own Pokemon like restaurant. Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah.
It's definitely those things
that's where they partner with Boar's Head.
Yeah, Boar's Head. No, I was saying exclusive cards in every Boar's Head roast beef. So you have to like,
oh, is that what you were saying?
Why is it so greasy and shiny?
Wow.
Is that holographic? Like, no, that's just oil.
Yeah, it's just oil.
There's not like a Pokemon land, oil. Is there?
That's the thing. So Nintendo has the rights to make a theme park with mm-hmm. Nintendo and in Universal. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why aren't you making a theme park?
Right.
Like
you're sitting on gold.
Right. Because yeah. it's the most popular franchise of all time. You've already doing a Nintendo Land with Mario Kart. Like mm-hmm. you could make so much money with it. Yeah. Also because the merchandise and stuff has already been made. You already have
right.
all the programs and stuff to make that. Like you can be like literally I have a presentation on here of my own version right. of the park. Like I have like make it and make it awesome.
Well, talking about merchandise.
Oh no.
Kids Meal Corner!
The Kids Meal Corner.
Oh! Yeah! Listen up, I got a story to tell. Check it out now. And I know you can identify with this one. Yeah, yeah. Check it out.
Like, y'all want to hear about the time I in Applebee's?
All right, we're back.
So,
hey.
We'll start with this is kind of cheating it because it's a little bit before, but it's 1999, and this is the Burger King,
the Prince song,
the Deadly Burger King promotion.
Do y'all know about this?
I don't know if you guys
I've
know
not
about.
Heard of this.
I did not know about the
okay.
The Deadly
so
King.
I'll get to it. Basically, in 1999, 52 toys came out for the first Pokemon movie. So there's
called
a
Pokemon the first
Pokemon
movie,
the first movie,
the soundtrack to which. On CD, I have in my car right now.
I wow.
is that,
really?
You yeah. still bop to that?
Is that the yeah, Pokemon movie?
Well. It's been in there like, for like 9 years.
That Mewtwo quote at the end? That like, is that?
The one that Herman Cain, was it?
No, that's a Pokemon
that
2000.
That was 2000.
Okay. Mm.
The,
which,
okay.
do you know about that?
Yeah, there was also promotion.
Well, but. No, the at the end, Mewtwo in the movie, Pokemon 2000, Mewtwo uh-huh. literally gives a speech
Lugia.
That's like what is it, like life? It's, no, it, no, it's the end credits. Theme yeah. to the Pokemon 2000 that's and it's it. About like life is a challenge but it's never easy when you have like your friends around you.
Wow.
And in 2012 Republican Senator Herman Cain canceled, like, suspended his campaign and went, let me leave you with this, and I think it's from the Pokemon movie. And there's a Daily Show on it, and they're like, this is the greatest moment of my comedy.
He should have started his campaign with that. And he
I would have voted.
He would have been a four-term president.
Dude, I don't care what his... he could be an anarchist, for all I know, but
it was also Pokemon Go to the Polls.
Oh, my Hillary God.
No.
Those are my favorite moments with all American things, is when people... Or, like, when Ted Cruz says, like, you guys know Lord of the Rings?
What did he say?
The Constitution is my precious...
Oh, I
like those.
Wait, what?
I don't care. Or like Biden playing Despacito. Like I don't care if you're right or left. That's all funny to me.
It's all great.
Is it Hillary Clinton looking at balloons or whatever?
So, getting back to the promotion, the
how do we get back from that?
The little Pokemon toys came in plastic Pokeballs.
Definitely remember having a couple
of these. With a little trading card. Mm-hmm. However, in December of that year,
99.
Or 2000, actually.
Oh.
I think this is 2000. No. But in December of that year, yes, a 13-month-year-old girl suffocated from the container. And died
from the Pokeball.
From the Pokeball pack. Yeah, wow. I think they could split. So I think here I have a quote from the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The design and size of the container made it easier for people to suffocate than with a plastic egg or a cup. It is just the right size to cover the nose and the mouth, owing the plastic's pliability. A child may suck the air out, creating a vacuum effect and causing the ball to become stuck to the face. The more the child breathes, the tighter the ball is held in place.
How do they know that? Did they do tests? All right.
They just started playing with the Pokemon.
They'll try sucking on the Pokeball, see what happens. Yeah.
Despite this, Burger King refused to recall the product until
12
days later, another 18-month-year-old girl got the ball stuck. Fortunately, she survived. But they did start a
Burger
recall.
King said, have it your way.
So they started a $1 million recall campaign. And let me just show you for the recall campaign.
There was an ad for the recall campaign?
Yes, because they were just like, they already had sent this out.
I hope it starts with that like NOAA, like just the National like Weather Agency like warning siren.
Burger King and the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission want you to know about the voluntary recall of this Pokemon Pokeball. The ball may pose a suffocation hazard to children under 3. Throw the ball away or return it to Burger King. The safety of your child is of the utmost importance to us.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's literally just a plain PSA. It's kind of scary.
Wow.
Well, good for them to do that.
I definitely remember having this.
So then,
I was older. I was
when Indigo League came out, the first season, there was the amount of like criticisms were like, it's just a commercial for Pokemon. And then without any press, like asking for a statement, the Pokemon company came out and they're like, yeah. Exactly.
Unfortunately,
and
despite
working.
The campaign, another kid, a 4-month-year-old boy, died of suffocation.
So this is the Tide Pod situation.
So
again.
This is
where they're
just,
like, don't eat them. We told you not to.
Yeah. I'm gonna do what I want.
And they like recall them, so like you could bring your your toy, the Pokeball, back to the restaurant, and they'll give you a free side of fries. But
whoa! We should do that today.
What is your child's life worth to us?
Getting mugged in the alley for that.
A basket of fries, I guess.
Yeah, medium fry.
No, not even medium, a small fry.
A small fry.
And also it's Burger King fries, too. It's not like Arby's.
Yeah. So then following this, there were just the 2000 Burger King Pokemon, the movie 2000 The Power of One.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So these were... little 3D card toys that when pressed down would either do like an action or they were just glow in the dark or they would light up or they would squirt water and some talked. So you can, I don't know if you guys remember these. You just kind of like.
I was too young to be eating at Burger King and I still don't.
And
that's a lie. I went there the other day. I got the Impossible Burger. Have you had it?
No.
It's actually good. Anyway, keep going.
It's impossible. So then after that, there were the 2002 McDonald's Pokemon Pocket Monster.
So they switched from Burger King and then were like,
no
more recalls. Okay.
Yeah. Fortunately, the Burger King ones didn't have any. scandals or anything. But basically, what I found funny is that there's different versions of it, but one of them was basically just a Beyblade.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, with a Pokemon on
it. That on eBay's got a
Pikachu.
A lot
use
of money.
Spin attack.
The other one was just like a little figure in a very heavy and much bigger, different Pokeball design. And the other one was a Pokemon with just a little straw, and then you just press the button and it would do stuff. Like, just
okay.
One just raised, like, its trunk.
Do stuff? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do your taxes.
Dang it, I was literally going to say that.
I think he means, like, karate chop
audit
action.
Them all.
Not like identity theft.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Pichu, the identity theft Pokemon. My favorite.
Oh, my God.
Rob this bank.
The 2003, there was another one. It was five different toys with one of 15 cards. There was a Pikachu clock, a keychain, a compass, and a card caddy just to hold the cards. Then there was this little in 2005 through 2006. There was this McDonald's little disc thrower thing.
Oh, because that's not going to have another recall because children are going to eat it.
Fortunately, I couldn't find anything on that.
Gotcha.
Okay. Then in 2005, Subway did one.
Man,
which is the first
with everybody.
I've heard of Subway giving out toys.
I think
did they
normally they gave out cookies for most of my childhood.
Right.
And then Jared ruined it for everybody.
Yeah. So there were crazy Pokeball.
No Jared jokes.
Deoxys Whirl, Pokemon Lacrosse Stick, and a Rayquaza disc. And okay. Let me just Rayquaza. Show you what the one of the toys looked like.
Oh my.
Just
well,
very, very
how is
fun.
That supposed to be about Pokemon?
I have no idea.
Was it a badminton?
I guess so, yeah. There was a lacrosse stick in this, so, I mean, I don't know what they were thinking, but. And then there was just another 2008 Burger King one.
Oh, they went back to Burger
then
King.
Then a 2009 Burger King one, which are basically the same thing. Plushies, figures, card caddies. Yeah, that's really it. For 2009 was the last one.
Oh, really?
That came out in within the 2000. I only covered really the 2010.
Yeah.
The 2000s.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I know because recently, like this year in January, they did one with McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And that kind of gets into like the scalping thing because it was getting to a point. I have a picture of me in the drive through and there was a sign that says, "We do not sell Pokemon ones there." Because people were buying hundreds of them just to get the cards inside them. Wow. Yeah, it was pretty insane.
Wow.
And were actually, they like rare cards or they were just
some of them
normal?
Were not really, but because they were part of an exclusive McDonald's thing,
they
right?
Like eventually
expensive.
Be.
Yeah. When Jonathan and I were in Japan, they have the Gatchamons, which are basically just like,
gotcha.
It's like
a,
slot
it's like
machines
a
for children.
Yeah. It's like a capsule toy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's the thing where
like,
you
know, there'll be like five different varieties, like different rarities. Mm-hmm. You put in like three, that's like a $3 coin and then.
And the majority of them that I have are all, I spent so much money on the Pokemon really ones where it's like, oh man, another Pikachu. Cause you don't know. It's just like a gumball machine, which one you're going to get. So definitely spend a lot of money.
That's part of the game of it is wondering what you're going to get.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's gambling.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's,
and it's
that's
legal what a for loot children. Box is, John. Yeah.
Well, to get into like the card games, we talked about Wizard of the Coast kind of doing their thing. Some of the rarest cards are part of that same kind of McDonald's thing where they're like part of like some like event going on. So like, for example, in 1999, Media Factory had one where you literally like if you got like I say a Haunter, you had to mail it to them and then they would send you back to the evolved version as a Gengar or something. There was like Yokohama Mina Tournament was in a special event where they had ones where it was just like filled with Pikachus. There was one in 2020 where a pineapple popsicle ice cream that was only sold in Japan and like, you know, like a novelty kind of thing in the store, like had exclusive cards. And so one guy actually went to jail because he faked having the rarest ones and turns out they were fake. So yes, there's forgeries in Pokemon as well, people.
Shocking.
One illustrator card is worth $900,000.
Yeah.
So
the story on that one is like it's the card. It's like a card that they gave to the winner of like a card tournament, like a, one of these Pokemon tournaments. So it's like there's only
it's like one of
10
a
out there or something like that. Okay. Or there's just like only like so few
super
and no
limited,
one's ever sold one. So it's like it's anyone's guess as to how much this is worth. I did kind of a deep dive into the Pokemon card thing, like last summer when I got them, and I was like, "How do I figure out if
how much they're worth?" If you think you have something worth, you could probably get them like authenticate or just like check,
you know, like PSA graded,
right? And then it might be worth something, but if you think you have something worth thousands of dollars, it might be worth to see because you get a score from like 1 to 10, right?
Well, it belongs in a museum.
Yeah,
if you have a valuable card, email us.
If you have a valuable card, email us your address.
Send it to us.
Just mail it in.
We'll verify it and send it back to you.
I will legitimately, if you just want to give away Pokemon cards, I will legitimately take it.
That's true. Because to prepare for this, I even went to 2 game stores this weekend to see if they had any Pokemon cards. One had nothing.
Yeah.
They sell card stuff. And then the other one had a pack for $40.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think like places like Target and Walmart stuff have stopped selling cards.
Well, that's the thing. So because during COVID, there's been multiple fights broken out because at Targets and Walmarts because of how scalping has gotten so bad.
Wow.
Really?
In Wisconsin, and in May of this year, a fight broke out involved somebody pulling a gun on somebody.
Wow. It's always Wisconsin. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Every time.
If you're from Wisconsin. We love our Wisconsin leaders. Listeners, leaders.
Leaders.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
A little Freudian slip.
Here's a picture. This is in Michigan from May on May 14th. To ensure the safety, this is from Target, ensure the safety of our members, we will no longer be selling any Pokemon trading cards until further notice. They're not even on the shelves.
Right.
Because it's gotten to the point where it's gotten so bad. Yeah, to the point because a lot of people, what will do is they have bots and they'll buy them online from Target and then they'll put them in their house and then they'll sell them online for thousands and thousands of dollars. And it's even gotten to the point where it's gotten so bad that what happens is the scalpers, what they do is they will pull out the cards, the packs, and flip through it. And if they find something, they'll take it, not pay for it, and just leave all the energy cards laying on the ground in the middle of a Walmart.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah.
So it's becoming a hazard pitch, and also people are stealing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's definitely gotten bad.
People are stealing. You're gonna go into, Target, and you see, some little kid with his, hand on, the glass, enclosed, locked.
Yeah, it's just Black Friday, but every week. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so you have to push a button and an associate comes to unlock it.
Yeah, it's pretty much going to get to that point. But yeah, people make a lot of money. There's one Charger car that just sold for a record breaking $350,000. So you could buy a house with that much money.
Townhome.
Well, you know,
it depends on the area, I guess.
Yeah. So I mean, you could buy a house.
Yeah. But if you get a few of those, you can buy an island. And it would just be your island.
Any other thoughts on Pokemon?
Well, I wanted to ask you, Jarrett, because Heart Gold Soul Silver had online trading, right?
Yeah.
Did you have the guys who would because in Diamond and Pearl, you would have to you would put a Pokemon out for trade, and you would say what you wanted,
right?
And so, people would be like, "All right, here's my level 3 Bidoff. I'm looking for
level
100
Mewtwo."
Yeah.
dude, you're not gonna get that.
What are you doing?
Although, I think I actually did that once. I would dabble in that. But I did it once because I was thinking, you know, somebody out there, or I don't think I ever requested level 100, but I just would put it something in and put kind of a rarer Pokemon that I wanted back because I figured people out there are cheating and have a lot of rare Pokemon.
Right.
So maybe they'll just give them away. And I got a couple interesting things.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fun to get because then you can get you get a Japanese Charmander or something,
right?
So it comes in and that's a lot of fun,
and they'll have the Japanese name, right?
Yeah,
some of them and you can't change it.
Yeah, that's the fun part too.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's really cool.
Did you want to do the create your
I had a little bit, not as extensive as the National Treasure 3, but I had a little
No, let's get into
if
it.
I made my
how
own
many pages
Pokemon
is this one.
it's half of one page. I decided to take a little easy. Did you all have one though, or was
I have an idea?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You go ahead.
No, what's your idea?
Oh, my idea is just because, so, you know, the last one just plays in England, right?
Yeah.
And we've done New York City, we've done Hawaii, we've done France, we've done pretty much all of Japan.
Yeah.
That the next one needs to take place in,
Scotland.
Well, that's kind of part of the UK one. Just Somalia. Or something. Yeah. And a
Pokemon Swally.
Yeah.
So he
I am the gym leader now.
Yeah. Yeah, just a very mature version. And then no professor that gives you at the end. Yeah, it's like a pirate or something. Like a modern day pirate, yeah. Cause remember when that fake meme version of Pokemon Sword Shield gun? Yeah. And then people like actually started posting it thinking it was real. And then it's like, so yeah, let's make Pokemon Gun. That's why. Yeah. Or funny. Just take it, make it take place in Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach.
Pokemon
Beach.
Dirty Myrtle.
Pokemon Cancun.
Pokemon Guantanamo Bay.
Pokemon 1980s Miami.
That's awesome.
All these Pokemon are really fast.
Pokemon Detroit.
Have you seen, is it Scary Movie 3? Where they're like, an alien invasion is happening, and it's like, here's Detroit, and it's just like flames and blowing up buildings, and they're like, now here's Detroit during the apocalypse, and it's even more flames.
Jeez.
Shout out to Detroit. Your shout pizza's delicious. Okay, well, that was my idea.
Go Lions.
Go Lions.
Boom.
All right.
A lot of shots fired.
Anybody got any other Pokemon create your own ideas?
I was blanking on what the professor's name would be because they're all named after trees.
It's
gotta
be a tree.
So you gotta like continue that. But it's like a type of tree. You can't name it after like a specific tree. Because there are like trees that have names.
Dave.
there's this one tree. This is a little off topic. There's this one tree called Methuselah.
Wow.
This tree, they've like.
Is it really old?
It's extremely old. It's like 5,000 years old. And actually, like, its location is like secret. Like, they will not tell you where it is because they don't want someone to go and, like, chop it down or, like, destroy it or anything. It is, like, a closely guarded secret of, like, the U.S. Forest Society.
It's in Detroit.
That's why you know it.
They're trying to keep people out of Detroit.
Professor Methuselah!
But, don't worry, I'm not really a professor, kid.
My idea I had this idea for this Pokemon game. It would be Pokemon Blue Origin.
Oh.
Right? And, of course, the bad guys would be Team Virgin Galactic.
Okay. I thought you were going to say Virgin Airlines. I was like, oh, bro.
Virgin Mobile.
And I guess it would be like, there's a...
Richard Branson's a professor.
Jeff Bezos.
Cuts off your tie.
It would be, that's it. Professor Branchson.
Oh!
Whoa.
Bro, Branchson. Call us. We've got ideas, Game Freak.
And of course, like, the plot would be that, like, the moon is a... it'd be like Despicable Me. The moon is a Pokemon, and Team Virgin Galactic is trying to capture it. For some reason, to use its powers.
The moon is a Pokemon.
Mine was just Pokemon in space.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Deep space.
Just like the Fast and Furious series, I think we're headed there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see some alien Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. That'd be really cool.
Tangent. Yeah. I know that they like started like the Fast and Furious, Fast and Furious 2, Fast 5, F, and now we're like Fast 5, F7. Now we're like F9. The next one's just going to be called like...
No, the next one's going to be FU.
F, or it might just be FX, to be honest. And then you're like, the channel? No.
Or just 10.
Dude, are you going to see...
They're just naming them like 10, 11, 12.
The Emancipation of Vin Diesel. I don't know.
What was your idea?
Yeah, so I got a quick synopsis here.
Okay.
Okay.
The ASPCP, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Pokemon, has outlawed Pokemon battling after the events of Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Okay.
The Galar region became too bloodthirsty with battling. Pokemon became more and more like tools of war than fun sparring partners. Pokemon, now reserved only to be household pets, are now battled in underground fighting rings.
Nice. Wow.
Our protagonist takes the family Charmeleon to one of these events, and as he is in over his head as a 10-year-old child, loses his first battle and his family Charmeleon. So they're playing for Pokemon like Pink Slips and Fast and Furious. So I get your Pokemon.
Oh.
So distraught, he runs away from home to the next town over. So you're, like, playing all this.
Oh, so it's like a whole story game rather than, like, the another gen.
This is just, like, the setup here.
Is the whole, like, setup that, like, he has to go and become a Pokemon master to win back his family Charmeleon?
Jonathan, I'm not done yet.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
I've only given you the...
Yeah. I'm just getting so excited by this idea. It's so good.
So distraught, he runs away from home to the next town over, where he runs into Professor Ash...
Oh,
whoa.
This which is
Ash Ketchum and is also a type of tree.
Are you telling me there's a multiverse?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
No, this is just Ash is really old.
Yeah, oh, gotcha.
I'm not getting too crazy now.
The multiverse.
But that's basically Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, they get into that in some of the games.
Oh, Ash tells our young hero about the glory days of Pokemon, about the power of a bond formed between man and beast, and after a lengthy conversation decides to loan his Pikachu to our hero.
What?
For the purpose of winning back Charmeleon.
Pikachu's all also withered and old.
Yeah, Pikachu.
And that's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Level 200. Over the course of the game, the gym leaders union reforms, legislation goes into effect that reverses the smothering out of sensible, legitimate Pokemon battling, and our hero wins Charmeleon back from Persephone Oak.
Wow.
Gary Oak's granddaughter.
Right.
As we learn eventually.
Oh my gosh.
And Charmeleon evolves into Charizard once back into the care of his true master.
Wow. This is good.
So the game just being like, you start with a Pokemon, you get it taken away from you, and then you have to like start from the beginning.
That's
again.
Cool.
And like work your way into like,
wow, I love
Nintendo's
that.
Taking
but all kind of underground.
Have you pitched this to them yet?
I just
if you're
did.
Under an NDA, that's fine. You don't have to tell us.
Well, you just told just hundreds of people.
Email Nintendo.
There would be times in like in class, and I'm kind of like daydreaming or drifting away, and I would sort of just sketch. It would be like I would doodle like.
Oh, so you've had this idea for a long time.
Stuff. I've had like that basic, not that specific, but just the idea of like, what if you started with Pokemon, lost them, and then had like.
Oh, that's
like, why
awesome.
Do you have to start from the beginning every time? Why
well,
can't you start
I mean,
the
like,
of
I have
like
legit
like?
Ideas for like. Movies and a theme park, which I can talk about if anyone's listening and wants to hear them, because I have plenty, but I'm not going to spend
just
time going through that. Email most Jonathan.
Jonathan at
Jonathan.
Gmail.
Snowdy.
Well, kind
at
of
gmail.
Going off of your point of that people ban Pokemon for being on that. There are like kind of two. There's kind of like two, really three ways of thought of people who like try to ban Pokemon. Number one is like PETA type groups who are like. You're supporting and you're advocating for animal cruelty and violence.
Oh.
And then there's the other one that's sort of on, like, the religious side, which is, like, you're supporting evolution / Satanism. Did you all ever deal with any of that?
I heard about the Christian groups.
Yeah they're, like, Christian groups who are, like, Satanism.
I think our school, like, banned them mostly just for the, like, this is a huge distraction.
And, that makes
and kids
total
are
sense.
Like basically dealing drugs on the playground instead of playing on the monkey bars. They're just like in the corners with the cards. And
I got you a Zerora. You want it?
Yeah.
I don't know what changed. My mom was against Pokemon.
Okay.
And I don't know what changed, but my older brother got Pokemon Diamond.
And
something
then
changed.
Wow.
And
wow.
All of a sudden I was allowed to have Pokemon Diamond as well.
It's the same thing. Of, and, it's all the people prejudging it.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
like, well, it's the same thing with Harry Potter where they're like, this is, you're teaching kids witchcraft. And then you're like, have you read the books? And you're like, no. Well, it's like, well, then you're, it's the same thing.
I wanted to ask you, Derek, because I thought in universe, isn't there one of the like teams that you're up against? And I think, isn't it Black and White where like the bad guys are like releasing Pokemon into the wild because they're like, you shouldn't keep them captive? Am I?
That sounds right.
It wasn't. There
Black
was
and
one,
White is something more like that.
Yeah, there was like, there was one.
The bad guy
the,
actually has like, Black and White are heralded. Like people like Black and White because the story of it is like one of the most compelling.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah.
It's also and I cool think it's something to do with that.
Yeah.
It was a cool time to see, like, oh, the New York City. Like, I know that place, you know? I mean, that's different for the, like, because it's Pokemon's so huge in the West as well as it is in the East. Mm. Kind of everywhere. Well.
I'm ready for this. This is going to be fun.
Oh, gosh.
I do have a prize that all three of you are going to be competing for, which is some trading cards, starter pack for the Sinnoh region.
Where
so,
did you buy these from?
Don't ask.
Dillard's?
Just say Professor Methuselah, whatever his name is.
There's some chance that you're holding something worth like thousands
exactly.
of dollars.
So,
oh, wow. My gosh.
Holy cow.
As we said, it's not a ground. Like, light a match.
All the YouTube channels of like people opening packs and stuff would have just like rolled over in their graves.
Yeah, you haven't seen the eBay listings? Like, you know, rare Charizard, never thrown,
never casually tossed upon the love seat.
So, I have all three of you here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our 1 year anniversary of doing Most Extreme Podcast.
Heck yeah.
Which thanks again for listening. If you've made it this far, wow.
This is going to be a meaty one.
This is going to be a very meaty one. So what we're going to do here is all three of you are going to compete to win this with some, this is what we're calling Most Extreme Podcast.
I've never wanted to win anything so bad.
Year one in review. So what we're doing, this is a quiz. This is episode 48, 47, sorry, 47. There are 47 questions, one episode per question, or other way around, one question per episode. Yeah, sorry. So what you're going to do is you need to go back. These are meant to be easy. They're not that hard.
Okay. Are you going to like go around in a, how is it going to work?
Raise your hand.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so it's
so
like,
just first to raise
like
their hand.
Or we can do like we can go around, like, and if you don't know it, you can like pass. How about that?
Okay.
Or would you want to just raise your hand?
I would rather do raising my hand than that.
Okay.
Because let's say Alejandro knows them all, and then Jonathan, I never answer a question.
Right? Exactly. Okay. Do you want to start, Alejandro? Yeah, so we're going the first question. We're starting.
Or if we just each
okay.
Get
now here's my
or
question: do you want to start with the most recent episodes and go to the first,
no,
or do you want to start with the first
with
and
the,
go to the most recent?
Yeah, let's start with the first.
First ones.
All right, let's start first. All right. Ahem. This is Most Extreme Podcast Year One in Review theme song.
And now, Most Extreme Podcast Year in Review.
All right, we're back.
Are you going to give us the like episode titles?
Put your hand down.
I'm just it's different.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Oh no. I mean, you'll know what I'm talking about because
okay,
it'll be in the question. All right. Question one. What fast food chain acquired the license for Silly Bands and their kids' meals?
Oh, God.
McDonald's?
No.
Can we raise our hands more than once or no?
Let's do one per question.
One per question. Okay.
Subway?
No.
It's all on you, John.
No, you're going back a little bit.
I'm not confident, but I'm going to just go ahead and say Wendy's.
Incorrect. The answer was Quiznos.
Dang it!
Oh, that's right, bro.
Dude, we were very close.
I forgot about that.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Number two. Which pop star featured Heelys in one of their music videos? Raise your hand.
Usher.
Correct.
Let's go!
All right. Number three.
Okay.
What was the original name of SpongeBob?
SpongeBoy?
Correct.
Yeah.
Question four. What is physics? F-I-Z-Z-I-X. I'll tell you what episode it's from. It's from the Go-Gurt episode.
Oh,
yes.
Physics is that like, is it from the UK? It's like that like carbonated yogurt.
Yes,
beverage.
Correct.
What? Okay.
Was it had like Pop Rocks in it? Is that what it was?
Sort of, yeah. It had like it
like
was made with carbonated water.
Yeah, it was carbonated. It was like a soda.
Okay.
Yogurt.
Number five. What country do Razor scooters originate from?
Canada?
No. Jared or Jonathan? Yes.
Switzerland.
Yes!
Oh, yeah!
Oh,
wow.
Let's go. Oh my gosh.
Let's go.
Okay.
Are you keeping track of
gotta answer
yeah,
them
I'm
all.
I'm keeping track. All right, number six. Name one video game made by Traveler's Tales that is not a Lego video game.
Is it the Batman game? The like
Arkham Asylum games?
Yes.
No.
The story ones where it's like
oh no, that's Telltale Games.
Oh, what did you say?
Traveler's Tales.
Oh.
No worries.
Yeah, I'm out.
I don't actually know this. I know that we talked about it, but I don't remember anything they've done besides Lego. So, Jared, I think
it's on you. Jared's
visualizing. I'm going to my mind palace.
Jared
I'm
is
visualizing
like
the chart that
going
I looked
avatar
at.
State, like contacting his previous.
He's walking on the script,
guys.
Of the
he's
show.
Levitating, meditating.
Yeah.
I want those Pokemon cards so bad.
We have like 40 more questions.
I
want to
get an early
go.
Lead. I want a card. Crash Bandicoot. No, I forget.
Yes, correct. They did make a Crash Bandicoot game. Yes.
What? Wait, did they?
Yes.
The first one?
Shout out to passive memory. I'm ready for this one. This is from the Spy Kids episode.
Yeah.
Dillard's.
Correct. How did you know that was the question? The question was, what defunct department store became the official sponsor of Most Extreme Podcast?
No.
What? Yes. I'm not kidding.
Okay, Jared's obviously cheating.
Is there a mirror behind me that you can see the question?
No, you put them in the show notes. Oh. I don't know.
Oh, my God. All right. You put the questions in the show notes. Jared's just the only one who read them.
You airdropped it to him.
Yeah. Because he's great.
All right, question eight.
That really was a shot. That was a...
That was crazy. You got it right. Okay, what was the big difference in the unaired air pilot of Drake and Josh that from the show that we have today? Jarrett, raise hand first.
The dad was played by a different actor.
Correct. I knew that one. You knew that one? Okay.
See, come on for those cards, son.
Alejandro, ready? Okay, everyone, here we go. Question nine. What recently bankrupt streaming service was funded by DreamWorks Animation's Ted... Alejandro.
No, wait, I got it.
You
I got it. Quickie? quick.
I'm gonna give it to you because it was close
that's
enough.
Not the name of it.
Well, what is it? Okay,
Quibi.
Oh no, I don't think. All I should right, get that point.
Yeah, well,
can I get half Quibi. A point?
You get half a point. Fine. Okay,
half a point.
Quickie.
You should all get half a point.
You just got a huge lead right now. Okay. Okay. Question 10.
You read the future.
Okay. Question 10. The Beyblades anime features a powerful scene showing what historical figure using Beyblades to do what?
Raise it's your hand. Moses parting the Red Sea.
Correct.
There you go. That's the one I knew.
Question 11. What is the studio behind the movie Coraline? Jonathan.
Leica Studios.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Nice.
I was wrong.
See, if we end up going another year in the podcast, get ready for questions from the first season and the second season. So you do like a Gen 1, Gen 2. You have to continue.
Is this season 1?
This is technically a season 1, I guess. Yeah. Name one song from the Legally Blonde musical.
Oh, Legally Blonde.
Correct.
Dang it. Dang it, John.
Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, is the first movie created by what acting and directing duo? Alejandro.
Adam McKay and Will Ferrell?
Correct!
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Nice.
I was expecting it to be a trick question.
All right.
It wasn't.
All four of us should be able to remember this one, because this is from the Blockbuster episode.
Okay.
I don't think I've seen that.
What happened on Jarrett's eventful day to Blockbuster?
I got rear-ended at a stoplight.
Yes, correct.
In your CRV.
Does that count?
That was the question. Because
I guess.
Well, what building is the Declaration of Independence held in? Jared.
No. It's the Library of Congress.
No.
The what?
What building is the Declaration of Independence held in?
The Declaration of Independence. It's held in the Philadelphia courtroom?
Incorrect.
Thing? Okay.
Is it not in the National Archives?
I believe that's the right answer. Yes, correct. I see you. It's archives / treasury, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking Independence Hall, which I was like, I know that's... Yeah,
oh, no, I'm thinking about the glasses.
And then,
yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Dance Dance Revolution was implemented in schools in the United States to teach kids what? Yes.
P.E.
Correct.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice. Dancing?
That was one of the episodes I wasn't here for, so that was a surprise to me.
This might be hard because you also have only done half the season.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, you haven't watched them?
I have not been able to keep up.
Question 17. Here we go. What Christmas movie has Jonathan only seen half of?
Elf?
No.
I got it.
Jonathan?
Oh, no.
Home Alone.
Correct.
Oh.
I was say that was a trick question.
Because have you heard that story?
No.
That was on the Blockbuster episode.
We were watching it, and
right.
Macaulay Culkin's nipples were just too much for my mom, and that was the end of that episode.
The top half of a male was too much for her son to see on the
exactly,
movie.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, what Star Wars character can be bought as its own Bop-It?
Darth Vader?
Incorrect.
R2-D2?
Incorrect. Jonathan?
Jar Jar Binks?
Incorrect. Baby Yoda?
That is not the one I would think of.
In 2007, what was the most popular first-person shooter?
Black Ops. No. Whoa. No. No.
Halo?
Be more specific.
3.
Yes. 4, 5.
What?
Fast 8. Fast 9.
What pop star was heavily featured in the commercials to sell the Nintendo DS?
Miley Cyrus.
Incorrect. Heavily featured. Do you want a hint? Anyone want a hint? Or do you want to pass?
Well, Alejandro didn't get a hint.
Yeah.
Okay.
Britney Spears.
Incorrect.
Why'd you point at me?
Because he's left.
Person left. Can I get the hint?
No.
No!
Well, he's pretty behind.
I am pretty, but you're not threatened by me.
I mean,
I wasn't even in.
Jonathan, the Lawrence Welk show is not on TV anymore, okay? You're fine.
It's not Macaulay Culkin.
That was my one guess. I'm drawing a blank on pop stars that were active during that era. I was gonna say Zelda Williams and Lindsay Lohan, but they're neither of them are pop stars. Who? So I'm literally
Who was it?
Beyonce.
What? Oh wow.
Oh my, you're right. I remember.
Wow.
Now it's coming back to me.
What team did Most Extreme Podcast sponsor in the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games? Jarrett.
Togo Badminton.
Correct.
Yeah. Easy work, boys.
We did it.
We thanked them earlier in this podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, shout out, guys. What is the sister company that makes plastic guns from Nerf?
Nerf's sister company.
Yeah. They also make plastic guns.
Super Soaker?
Correct.
Oh. I was going to say Narf.
Nerf and Narf. The twins. What is the name of Raven Baxter's family's restaurant in the show That's a Raven?
Yes. The Chill Grill?
Correct. We still got some work to go.
You weren't even in that episode, bro.
Come on. Watch That's a Raven.
What character was originally going to be in Mario Kart 64 but was dropped in favor of Donkey Kong? Come on, you guys are Nintendo fans.
Banjo-Kazooie.
No. Incorrect.
It was the, whatever that witch-looking one is.
Yes, do you know the name?
You have to know the name to get the point.
No.
You still have a very large lead. I say that.
Well, 5 seconds. I forget the name.
Kamiek.
Kamiek.
The, like, wizard-looking witch thing.
From the Mario game?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
In Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, what is Ricky Bobby's racing sponsor?
Red Bull?
No.
Kind of a trick question because he has a lot.
Yeah. The main one.
Wonder Bread?
Correct.
Oh.
Or Fig Newtons or me by the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Just as me. What's M-E?
What does VMK stand for?
Virtual Magic Kingdom?
Correct. I hope this is interesting to the audience. They're like, no snooze.
They've already logged off.
iCarly featured what YouTube sensation?
Fred.
Yeah,
Fred.
Hopefully they're playing along.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Keeping track.
What was the topic we pranked people thinking was going to be our April Fool's episode?
The s'more cereal.
Correct. What is the standout episode from SpongeBob season 2?
Band Geeks.
Correct. I try to make these so that Jonathan can hopefully get some of them.
I think
Jonathan has currently left the room.
Yeah. What? I'm going to go to Burger King. You guys want anything?
Can you give me a Pokemon?
Can I get a Chihuahua to Tokon and get some small fries?
Yeah.
What illegal music sharing website was used on a web browser and then suddenly shut down without anyone knowing? Oh, did you raise your hand?
Sir.
No, we talked about it on our iPods episode with Micah Iverson from The Voice. Hi, Micah.
Is it?
Glad to hear it.
It wasn't Napster?
No.
Groove Shark?
Correct.
Oh, I used that one. I mean, no, I didn't.
What is the name of the 3-part Disney Channel crossover event?
That's so Sweet Life of Hannah Montana.
Correct.
Wow.
We're coming to it close. I think, Jarrett, you have 2 more than Alejandro. Jarrett has 12, Alejandro has 10, Jonathan has 8.
Okay, that's not bad.
It is still,
That's still,
holy cow.
It can be anybody's game.
Yeah.
Okay. Question 32. Holiday World is a theme park in Santa Claus, Indiana. What is the most special perk about going to this park?
Free soda.
Correct. All soda is free.
What episode is that from?
Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Oh. I didn't watch that.
How many Cheetah Girls video games are there?
3?
Correct.
Wow.
I think because
I was going to guess segment. 8.
Cheetah Girls. Call of Duty Black Ops.
Cheetah Girls Red. Cheetah Girls Blue. Cheetah Girls Fire. Yeah.
What is the name of the magical island and spirit from Bionicle?
Koa?
Incorrect.
It's Mata Nui, isn't
correct.
It? Yeah, I know about Bionicle.
Is Koa anything?
Toa is something that we're thinking of. What was the title of the canceled Disney movie that later became Emperor's New Groove?
Kingdom of the Sun.
Correct. I don't know why you're using peace sign, but all right. Name 3 Geico mascots.
The caveman, the gecko, and... sorry, I was gonna say float.
That's progressive.
That doesn't count.
No.
And the pig.
Okay, we'll take it.
I don't know. I forgot his name. Good,
though. All right, Jarrett and Alejandro tied. Where is the one place in the world you can watch the exclusive movie Magic Treehouse Space Mission?
The Planetarium at Moorhead Planetarium.
At
UNC, Chapel Hill.
In North Carolina.
In North Carolina, yeah. What?
Okay.
Have you been?
I gave you all that. I actually have seen that.
Okay. Now, what are the coordinates?
I need the latitude.
What is Sawyer from Lost's real name?
James Ford.
Correct. Who voices Bobby Proud on The Proud Family?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, what? Chris, raise your hand.
Chris something.
Chris Pratt? Is that what you said?
Chris Brown. I don't know.
Anyone know?
Quincy Jones.
Cedric the Entertainer.
Dang it.
All right, 40. We're coming down to the straw.
Okay.
Jared, you have 15. Alejandro has 13. Jonathan has 9. Here we go. Who was the first spokesperson for Capri Sun? The suspense.
Is it like a real person?
It's a real person.
A celebrity spokesperson.
It was in the 70s.
John Travolta.
No. That would be funny.
David Hasselhoff?
Incorrect. You want to take a guess?
Jimmy Carter.
That would be awesome. It is Muhammad Ali.
Oh.
What is the famous catchphrase at the end of every episode of Extreme Makeover Home Edition? Yes.
Bus driver, move that bus.
Correct.
What?
It's move that bus.
Oh, dang. Obvious. Yeah.
What famous directors got their start on Arrested Development? Jared
Rezahan. The Russo brothers.
Correct.
Incorrect. It's Joel and Ethan Coen.
Whoa. What is the name of the song Napoleon dances to at the student body election of Napoleon Dynamite?
Canned Heat.
By?
Jamiroquai.
There you go. What rock bands made more money off of the Guitar Hero video game than all their albums combined?
Green Day?
No.
Aerosmith?
Correct. What are all four Robert Vince chimpanzee movies? Alejandro?
that's just a hilarious question.
Most valuable primate.
In which he
plays hockey.
Yes.
MVP 2 :
Electric Boogaloo.
Most vertical primate.
Yes.
Which he skates. And then MXP, Most Extreme Primate, where he skis.
And you're forgetting one more.
And
it's more of a knockoff, spinoff.
Does it count?
Yeah, I'm counting as a Robert Vince chimpanzee movie, not a sports.
Spinoff? Wait, what?
What he does is in the title. And it's not blank, blank, blank. It's...
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm so lost. Wait. MVP.
There's four chimpanzee movies. Three of them are sports movies. The last one is not a sports movie.
Did we even talk about it on the show?
It is really, really weird. We put it on our Twitter and Instagram at Most Extreme Pod, and it's a
is it okay? So
Emma Roberts is in it.
Oh yeah, yeah. They get Jack. And
do you want me to just give you the other point?
Just
half a point?
Give me the other half point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you're up to 14. It's Spy Mate, which is a spy movie starring a chimpanzee.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay. Oh my God. We're coming down to the last two. Here we go.
What's the score?
Jerry, you have 18. Alejandro has 14. Jonathan has 10.
Still anyone's game?
Still anyone's game. I can throw in a bonus.
Jonathan has negative one.
When's my birthday? All right, let's finish it off quickly. B-Movie was Jerry Seinfeld's big project after finishing his sitcom, but he made one project in between the show and the movie's B-Movie. What was the project?
It's a documentary called Comedian.
Correct.
With a K.
And finally, question 47. What are the names of the two legendary Pokemon in the box art for Heart Gold and Soul Silver? Jared.
Soul Silver has Lugia on the cover, and Heart Gold has Ho-Oh.
With 20 points, Jarrett Whitworth.
All right, but what are their types? I'm just curious now.
Lugia is a psychic flying, and Ho-Oh is a fire flying.
Okay.
Well, that took longer than I thought it was going to be, and we're now in longest episode territory, but Jarrett Bilbo Williams Whitworth.
Bilbo?
You are the winner of this prize. It's a Sinnoh region trading pack.
Oh, no, it ripped in half.
I have truly
You have truly earned
this. Wait,
you have
to open it.
I knew I wanted to be... you. With this being the prize, I wanted to be absolutely ruthless in that trivia. I'm kidding.
I'm
going to
kill you.
You deserve it,
That
man.
Was not fun for me. That was business.
Yeah. But yeah.
But that was also a lot
of fun. What's in there? Oh, no.
Heavens to
That's passing. A huge card.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my
gosh.
I don't know what it is.
I didn't know they were that big.
These are the... they're not. There's two...
Actual packs?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to get a picture of those and put those on the Instagram.
But these are kind of like commemorative.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
You got... What did you get?
Which one of these... There are three of these and three of you all.
Which ones would you all want?
Oh.
You just wanted the actual cards so you can make money.
I want to see what the names are.
Yeah. So
yeah, each of you take
These are the starters from my generation of Pokemon. So it's Piplup, Turtwig, and Chimchar.
Okay, so well, which one did you start with that you want?
I actually... Fun fact, I chose my least favorite one.
Okay.
But I will choose Chimchar.
Because that's your favorite?
The Chimchar is the one I started with in the game. And that's why I am choosing him. Even though I think I like the other two better, I chose Chimchar because my brother told me that you can catch a good grass type, you can catch a good water type, but it's hard to find a fire type.
There are like no fire types. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to go with the fire monkey and have a good fire type.
Isn't like depending on which one you get make it more difficult?
I think to a casual degree,
right.
Just based on like the types that the gym leaders have.
I think it's easy to compensate for that.
Yeah. Necessarily like a linear sort of like.
Right.
There was a mechanic. I don't know if Jarrett can say if this was in other versions, but like if I chose Chimchar, who's a fire type, my rival would automatically choose Piplup.
Yeah, that was
super effective.
Right. It's the same thing with the first one where it's like the Gary always chooses Eevee. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, we are also here because this is not only our 1 year anniversary, but also Mr. Jarrett Whitworth.
No.
Will be leaving the show. Yeah. We are very sad.
Has the most knowledge
of the show.
He's coming with me to go to college.
Oh, no way. You're going together.
Yeah.
On this adventure.
I guess I do work at UNC. I will be going back.
Do you want
to
us to censor that?
Do work.
They don't know which one.
They don't know which one.
The address is
the coordinates.
Well, thank you as always. Do you want to leave out with anything?
Yeah, it is. It's been a real fun year. I remember when you called me with the idea. You were like, "Hey, I want to do a podcast about like weird 2000 stuff," and I was like, "That sounds awesome. I'm in."
Okay.
So happy to have been along for the ride for the year and help you get it off the ground.
Thank you.
It's been a real joy.
Yeah, it's been fun.
And whenever you guys talk about High School Musical, count me in.
Okay, yeah. If that happens, you're in for sure. Well, thank you. Well, both of you for coming on, even though both of you are now have finished the show.
Let's have a little MXP.
Now you will become
intro
men.
Music.
Graduating class of now, season one.
Now, that does not mean that MXP is over. All Hunter and I are still doing the show. We'll still be around. We've already recorded a couple episodes already that are going to be out soon. Mm. So stay tuned and thanks for listening. You know what? Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Most Extreme Pod is the handle. And if you have any questions, email us at mostextremepodcast@gmail.com. Hope you enjoyed what you've listened to. Thanks so much for a great season. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.